Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County softball were hoping to start the 2023 season at home last weekend. The good news was the Bolts and the Camels were able to get the season started, but the bad news was they had to go to Cheyenne instead of playing at home due to Mother Nature. Moving to Thunder Basin, the Bolt ladies began their state title defense with a state championship rematch against Cheyenne Central, winning the game 17-7. The Bolts then had two games against Cheyenne East, losing Game 1 15-14, but they came back to win Game 2 over East 15-12. Bolts head coach Doug Cox wanted to get a feel for what the team is going to look like heading into the new season.
We just wanted to see where some young kids fit in with our experienced kids and how our older kids would lead. And we got a lot of questions answered of who can play at the varsity level and who can play at what positions. So we just went down there basically trying to get some questions answered for our team as well as be competitive, being we started out with two conference games right off the bat.
What were some questions that you were able to answer after the first three games?
Well, the biggest question we had was how many of our young girls could hit at the varsity level. And we had a pretty good offensive weekend, had some good at-bats, some quality at-bats from the young kids. That was kind of a main one, trying to figure out, can we put 12 girls together that can hit at the varsity level? And we got some of those questions answered. And then it was just position-wise, some of the girls are playing out of position from where they play on their club teams because that's where we need them to play on our team. Could they fulfill and play those positions and do the things that we need them to do at the varsity level?
The Lady Bolts are scheduled to travel to Wheatland for a doubleheader on Saturday with Game 1 scheduled for noon and Game 2 will be at 2 o'clock. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.